Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. This week's devotion theme is Christ's humiliation and exaltation. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Philippians 2, verse 9. Christ's exaltation is complete. There are times when believers feel hopeless. Increasingly, it seems that Satan is in control. He is indeed on a rampage. In some parts of the world, he leads active persecution through government force. In others, he slyly infiltrates hearts through incremental increases in godlessness and false doctrine. We need not despair. We have a living Savior who reigns from on high. Though he set aside his glory for a time on earth, he has reclaimed his throne. The Apostles' Creed walks us through his exaltation post-crucifixion. He descended into hell, but not to suffer more. Rather, he was a one-man victory parade, proclaiming his triumph to the spirits who were in prison. He rose from the dead, proving that he is indeed true God, and that the grave could not contain him. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. From on high, he uses his power for the good of God's children. From controlling world events to being involved in an individual's smallest needs, he uses all of his divine attributes to help believers. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. People mistook Jesus as a mere mortal in his first coming. There will be no mistaking who he is in his second coming. When he returns, every knee will bow, willingly, with joy or unwillingly, in terror. What great knowledge is yours that you know Jesus beyond the cross? You know of his triumph and continuing power and love. Look, ye saints, the sight is glorious. See the man of sorrows now. From the fight return victorious, every knee to him shall bow. Crown him, crown him, crowns become the victor's brow. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession.